I mean, I've been handling everything pretty well. Unfortunately, I'm just pretty disappointed that I can't be out here with these guys, man. You know, I put my body on the line for these guys, man, because I know they do the same for me. And, you know, to, for us to bounce back from, you know, where we were in the beginning to now is something special. So, you know, I just wanted to be around while it was going on, so it's great.
Where will you be watching Sunday's game from?
Well, they won't let me on the sideline, so it depends on how I'm really feeling. But I'm gonna try to get here and try to watch it in the box. So hopefully I can watch it in the box.
And what's the next step for you now after surgery?
Just the road to recovery, man. For me, it's really just to follow the steps that the doctors gave me, the orders of the trainers, and really just to get back, you know, as soon as possible, not to rush it, to make sure I'm doing it right, and really just to get back and play the game I love.
You probably touched on this a little bit, kind of laying it on the line for your teammates. When did you know your foot was fractured, and why in the world did you continue to keep playing?
You know, I've been knew that that foot was fractured way back when. And, you know, when I knew that, I was like, it was whatever. You know, I played through some injuries before in college. So, I mean, again, man, for this team, man, like I said, I love these guys. I really and truly do. A lot of these guys are the brothers to me, and, you know, I treat them as family. And, you know, for me to just go out there and just give it up for them, it was nothing for me. So when I felt it in the game, I knew it was broke.
Charles, you were saying 6 to 8 is the estimated recovery time. Is that before you should be able to jog or something like that?
I'm not exactly sure. So I think, you know, I know I'll be in a boot for another 4 weeks after I get off the crutches in 2. And, you know, it's pretty much taking it slow. We're not going to rush it. I mean, you know, it's not until next August is when, you know, next July or August when it really matters, you know, training camp time. So, you know, just going to take it slow and make sure everything's done right.
When you were playing with the partial fracture, was there a fear in your mind that you might make it worse, or were you not really even thinking about that at this point?
Not at all. I had already came to the conclusion that it's going to break eventually. So, you know, let's go. So, you know, for me, it was just one of those things. Well, it's going to break eventually. So, I didn't even think about it, to be totally honest. It was. I mean, I would feel it, you know, every now and again, and it, you know, it would hurt, and you know, things of those sort. But for me, it was just, you know, it's going to happen eventually. I didn't really care too much.
You can kind of sum up this experience, you know, here, cut, back, all the things you've gone through to make this season a part of your life with this team and this group of guys.
Probably a cliche word, just memorable. Been a very memorable season. Whirlwind. Just to go through all those things and then just come be back in the position, you know. And, you know, I had to think about it. You know, I was so down at one point about not being able to play with these guys, and you know, they got the last game coming up, that means a whole bunch, and then, you know, hopefully the playoffs is next, you know. But I had to just go back and look to where I came from, and man, I'm blessed, man. God is good, man. To go through all these things and still be standing, and the only leave out of the deal with a broke foot is actually pretty cool.